I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Lo Effecto. She is the director of New Mexico Arts, which is a division of the State Department of Cultural Affairs, and she's here to tell us about the Governor's Awards, the Governor's Arts Awards. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks very much, Mary Charlotte, and thank you for helping us to promote our exciting event coming up this Friday, September 16th. This will be the 38th Governor's Arts Awards. It was an event started first by Bruce King and his wife Alice back in the day, and we're very glad to have Governor Susana Martinez on board this year.
And so you, basically, the department gives awards to a handful of artists and sometimes arts organizations and patrons of the arts, and just basically honors them and brings their work and their activities to the public.
That's correct. In New Mexico, the Governor's Arts Awards are generally a lifetime achievement award, and we've had some very outstanding awardees over the years, including Tony Hillerman, Maria Martinez, Tammy Garcia, Georgia O'Keeffe, and last year, Robert Redford. And we're also very excited about this year's seven awardees.
Let's talk about them for a moment.
We have Judy Chicago of Berlin for Multidisciplinary Arts, and Judy is known throughout the world as a wonderful feminist artist. Her dinner party is permanently installed in the Brooklyn Museum in New York. But what people might not know is Judy also has done, with her husband Donald Woodman, a photographer, an amazing amount of work here in New Mexico. They're based in Berlin. They've helped to revitalize that town, an important city in New Mexico. Judy has a nonprofit through The Flower that operates out of there, and she's created a women's cultural corridor from Taos to Berlin.
A women's cultural corridor, what's that?
It celebrates women artists from Georgia O'Keeffe and Abiquiu, artists up in Taos, herself in Berlin, and then traveling through Santa Fe and also Albuquerque.
And so people can visit the places where that work can be seen?
Exactly. They've created kind of a mini arts trails, which is something we've done at New Mexico Arts as well.
Now, you have also Arnold Herrera from Coche de Pueblo, traditional Pueblo arts.
Exactly. And Arnold is known for, he's a famous drum maker. He's also a wonderful educator, cultural interpreter, and preservationist. He's also celebrated for his silverwork jewelry and red willow baskets. But the drum work he's done, it's just amazing. And he loves to educate people. And one of his nominators had said of Arnold, by interacting with his art, we become artists ourselves, which I think is a really nice way.
That's quite an amazing thing to say. So let's see, who else? Robert Highsmith.
He's a watercolorist from Las Cruces. He does New Mexico landscapes, very dramatic and beautiful. And he, too, embodies, I think, the best of New Mexico in portraying his art. He's a signature member of the New Mexico Watercolor Society and the American Watercolor Society.
Now, Amadeus Leitner is the person, is the artist whose image is on your poster, and that is an incredibly beautiful poster of a butte against a kind of desert landscape.
It's a shiprock, and it's a very famous, often photographed image, but I think you'll see that Amadeus has a way of interpreting art in our landscape in New Mexico in a really unique way. He's one of our younger recipients ever. He's a Chimayo native now living in Santa Fe, and his photography is just really top-notch and inspirational.
It's exquisite. Of course it's shipwreck. I looked at it and didn't even see that. It's fabulous. Can people actually get a commemorative poster?
Yeah, these posters are going to be around town and available.
A couple of other artists, Bill Wiggins is another painter, and then Bruce and Marianne Larson are contributors to the arts.
Bill Wiggins is 93 years old, and he has sort of started painting in the 1940s, working on oil and never stopped. His is a real inspiring story. He suffered from macular degeneration in recent years, but he's refused to let his dwindling eyesight slow him down, and in fact he's created a new series working in watercolor this time called the Macular Degeneration Series.
Oh my goodness.
And he's it's a really cool story.
When you look at it, can you tell that he's losing his eyesight?
No, you can't. And I mean he sort of transcends in that way. And I think that's one of the really exciting things about art, is it really does tell the story of New Mexico.
Yeah.
But it's so very transformational and inspirational. And Bruce and Marianne Larson, they live here in Santa Fe. They're major contributors to the arts, receiving an award this year. And they've done amazing things, both for our New Mexico museums. Bruce was instrumental in creating an endowment for our new New Mexico History Museum. Mary Ann played a central role to bring what was then the Aspen Ballet also to Santa Fe in its current configuration, the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And they do a lot on behalf of the LENSIC, the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market, and Futures for Children. And they're not only donors, they're doers, it's been said of them. And they're both very wonderful people.
And finally, the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference.
This is also out of Las Cruces, and they host some 13,000 youth since they began in 1994, and they've reached more than 150,000 audience members. So it's a wonderful tourist draw here to New Mexico, as well as working with kids, keeping a really unique New Mexico art form, the mariachi, alive and well. And we're very excited about having them be recipients this year as well.
So the Governor's Arts Awards ceremonies are coming up on this Friday, and at 5:15, from 5:15 to 7, there is... Now, let's see.
Yeah, that's the award ceremony. And
there's a reception, though, before that.
At 3:30.
Okay, thank you.
And both of these are free and open to the public. We invite everybody to please come out on Friday, September 16th. At 3:30, there's an opening of the governor, an exhibit honoring the governor's awardees. You'll be able to see their work and also learn more about them. It's in the governor's gallery right outside the governor's office on the fourth floor of the state capitol. That's at 3:30. And then at 5:15, the actual award ceremony is at St. Francis Auditorium in the New Mexico Museum of Art.
And that's a wonderful space.
It is.
And the artists will all be there. And
it's usually a wonderful, touching event. One of my favorite moments happened several years ago when Nancy Youngblood was a recipient. And, you know, her grandmother, Maria Martinez, had also received an award. And Nancy was talking about how she's received awards all over the world, but she remembered being a young child when her grandmother received the award, and the award she wanted most was the Governor's Arts Award.
Loie Fecteau is the director of New Mexico Arts. That's a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs. And for more information, is there a website?
There's information up on our website at www.nmarts.org, and you'll see a section on the Governor's Arts Awards.
Loie, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.